Good morning. This is WJLI's Lamplighter Program, and I'm Howard Gunning. And this morning in the studio, we have Rob Cook, who's come all the way to us from Philadelphia, where he's the pastor at St. James Church, and he's also the founder of the 252 Underground Youth Ministry there in Philadelphia. Now, we have Rob here today because on another program, you heard us talking with Ken Rutt, the puzzle guy, and they're traveling together to a conference out in Estes Park. And Rob has written a couple of devotionals aimed at teens called Regenerate and Illuminate. So, Rob, tell us a little bit about your devotionals there.
Sure. Well, it goes back to when I was a teenager. I was raised by my mother, who was a single mother. She raised four boys on her own. My dad was not in the picture, and he was an alcoholic and a drug addict. It was just a total abusive time as I was growing up, and he left when I was seven. And me and my brothers kind of got into trouble. I got arrested 17 times by the time I turned 18, and no churches in the area kind of really reached out to my family. There was in 1.9 square miles, there was 33 churches, and they all were kind of like, stay away from those kids, they're bad. And so when my life turned around when I was 28, I started volunteering at a church with their youth group, but I just felt God really speaking to me, telling me I needed to go after the people who were like me when I was young. And so I did, and as I started bringing them to church, some of the traditional church folks were like, we don't want them here because they're wearing rock and roll shirts or they're smoking, things like that. And so that caused me to kind of step outside of the traditional church format and started a youth outreach in my house called 252 Underground, which is based off of Luke 252, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And so we started reaching out to the kids, and within 90 days I had about 100 kids trying to get into my house every Friday night, which led us to rent a building in our center of our town, and we opened up a youth ministry there, and we were at that location for 5 years, saw hundreds and hundreds of teenagers, got a chance to lead many of them to Christ, and that opened up a door to have some books published when my friend Ken Rutt suggested that I do something with my writing, introduced me to Marlene Bagnell, who runs the Philadelphia and the Colorado Christian Writers Conference, and she said, I want you to write a book about this, and now here we are 6 years later and several books later.
So your first one was Regenerate. Now, the unique spelling here for our listeners, it's, for instance, Regenerate is R-E-G-E-N-E-R, and then the number 8. And then you did a follow-on book called Illuminate, so I-L-L-U-M-I-N-8, the number 8.
That's correct.
Okay? So tell us a little about your Regenerate book.
All right, the Regenerate, and I title it Regenerate with the number 8 because they're 8-week devotionals. Your traditional devotional might be 350 pages long for kids, one every day of the week. And usually if the kid will even look at it, he'll look at the first 1, 2, 3 days, and then he puts it away for the rest of the year. He doesn't look at it. And in those books, they usually have like a paragraph on each topic. It's very short. But with my book, it's 8 weeks. 8 lessons, 8 truths. And so I'll spend a whole week on one topic. And on the 7th day, I call it Regenerate Teen Take. And it's a teen that had been dealing with that issue that has overcome it. And in his own words to his peers, he's talking about that. And so over the course of 8 weeks, they do one a day. And then they'll learn Regenerate is the foundational builder for all the rest that's going to come, because a lot of the kids don't really even understand, you know, faith in Christ or some of the terms. And a lot of times in churches, when they do sit there, they feel like it's being talked over their head in Christianese or something like that. And so I put it in words that they can completely understand. They can fold up the book, put it in their back pocket, you know, carry it around with them, you know, and I get many reviews from young people who say they absolutely love it.
Before we forget, this is Rob Cook, and if you'd like information about his books, Regenerate or Illuminate, you can get them on Amazon. And you can also go to robcookunderground.com. That's robcookunderground.com. So, Rob, what else would you like to tell us about Regenerate? Are you ready to talk about Illuminate?
Well, Regenerate's been doing very well and was used as a curriculum in quite a few churches. I've had youth pastors contact me and say that they're using the book as a curriculum in their youth groups, and that they said some of them have stated that it's the first time that they ever got the kids to really listen and pay attention using it. So that was the exciting part, which opened up the door for Illuminate, which is it takes what they learned on the foundational. We don't go real deep in Regenerate. But then we do with Illuminate, we take it a little bit deeper and start explaining more things. I call it Illuminate because it's like turning the light on. And when you turn the light on, darkness flees. So Illuminate teaches them, you know, Satan's plans for them and how he goes about doing things so that they can avoid, you know, some of the pitfalls that a lot of people fall into. And so that's where Illuminate, you know, steps in.
Now, Illuminate subtitle, that is Straight Talk for Street Smart Teens. Yeah. So what sets this book apart from, say, another youth devotional? What do you think?
Once again, a lot of the books are written from a church-type mindset, and they avoid a lot of things, you know, that teens are dealing with or want to know about, have questions about, and churches shy away from that. Like in Regenerate, it kicks off the truth about porn. And then I go into truth about drugs, and the very first question says, true or false, doing drugs is fun. And I say, you know, it's true. A lot of churches would say false. A lot of parents would say false. But when a kid will smoke marijuana for the first time, he's sitting around laughing, having a great time, and they think they lied to me. And so I'm more open and honest with them about this is where it leads to in your life. And so I cover each aspect like that, you know. And so I think it's a lot different from your traditional devotional.
So it's like you took some of the hot potatoes and decided to
exactly
tackle those.
Yep.
Outstanding. Now, Rob, you've been getting feedback on how this book has been working out. And like I said, you're taking hot potato issues that maybe a lot of churches or parents or youth pastors don't even want to touch.
Right.
So what feedback are you getting about your book?
Well, in Illuminate, we put a lot of testimonials that have come in from Regenerate, and so I just wanted to read a couple of them to you. One was from a young man named Eric. He's 17 at the time that he got the book and read it, and he said, he was a former atheist. He said, I was reading through your passage, Truth About the Bible, again, and I really liked it. I can't read it enough. I've read Richard Dawkins' Attacking Religions Through Science, Christopher Hitchens and Lawrence Krauss alike, but never have I read such a rational argument in favor of faith over science. Thank you. And now he's a Christian now, he said, because of reading that. And another was from a young man named Damien, who is now 18. He was a former Satanist. He said, Robert Cook, you gave me and most of the kids in the area a place to keep out of trouble at 252 Underground. When I finally found my proof that God is there and always was, my eyes were opened. But then I read your book, Regenerate. When I thought my eyes couldn't be any more opened, you did what I thought couldn't be done. As I said once before, when I first met you, I never thought the help you were offering me and the other unruly kids would come to anything, and now it has. Thank you. Now he has accepted Christ as his Savior. So I thought that was great. A former atheist, yeah. A former Satanist.
You were talking about a young fellow who was telling you how he was basically hooked on on porn since he'd been about 10 years old, and he'd been sharing this with his. He's like 17 now, and
he's actually 14.
14 now.
Yeah.
But he's sharing this with his friends. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I had gotten an email because my email is in both books, and I let young people know if they need to talk to somebody, they can contact me via email. And so he did, and he shared with me what he was going through, but that he had bought three copies of Regenerate, shared them with two of his other 14-year-old friends, and it's really made an impact in his life. So he had questions of how he could overcome pornography and things like that. And so through a series of emails over the course of 2 weeks, you know, I really encouraged him on some steps that he could do and to get an accountability partner and stuff. And
you said he didn't even know what the word accountability meant.
No, he didn't. When I said, do you have an accountability partner, he said, what does accountability mean? And so I explained what that meant to him, and he thought that was a good idea. And I shared with him some of the apps that he can get rid of on his phone, or he can get Covenant Eyes to watch what he's watching. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, people view porn because it's in secret, but when they know someone's going to know that they're doing it, they tend not to want to do it, you know. And so it takes that temptation away, because with cell phones, young people can look at porn for free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, and it's an epidemic.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not that they have to go looking for it. It's looking for them.
Right. It's right there.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Rob Cook about his books Regenerate and Illuminate, which you can get on Amazon, or you can go to robcookunderground.com. In fact, Rob was saying just on the way over here on their trip, they're traveling to a conference, and at his book Regenerate or Illuminate?
Illuminate.
Illuminate has jumped to number one on the youth devotional on Amazon. Hooray. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we got about another minute left. What else would you like to tell us here in closing?
Well, I just want to read one from a youth pastor, because I want youth pastors to know that this really works, that they're looking for something that they can use with their kids to reach them. This is a great opportunity for that. So this is from a youth pastor in Chesapeake, Virginia, named Will. He said, "I am a youth leader for a church youth group. I have tried finding ways to relate to these young kids through teaching, but at times found it difficult to reach them and hold their interest. I stumbled across Regenerate and figured I would read it to see if it could provide some insight. I have been teaching using these devotionals as a curriculum for the past few weeks, and the results have been great. I highly recommend this devotional either for leaders or teenagers that are living in the reality of today's society."
And I've got my copy of it right here. I just got it today, so I didn't get a chance to look at it. But you've got topics in here about the truth about porn, the truth about drugs, the truth about the Bible, the truth about religion, truth about regeneration, about prayer, evangelism, and about giving. So, and that's in Regenerate. And so and this looks like a wonderful text. I'm going to show it to our guys and let them look at it as well. Once again, you've been listening to WJY's Lamplighter program, and I'm Howard Gunning, and we've had the pleasure of having Rob Cook, the author of Regenerate and Illuminate, with us today. Thank you for listening. Rob, thanks for stopping by on your way out west.
Thank you. Honored to be here.